AccuWeather forecast, generally cloudy, good chance for scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon, high around 72. Western Kenosha County officials putting out a notice for the public to be aware of a possible cougar on the loose. The big cat has not been officially spotted, the alert based on reports from residents, along with some attacks on chickens. The DNR says without visual and other evidence, though, they can't confirm the sighting, so trail cameras are going to be installed. The Racine City Attorney's Office recommending a handful of legal matters for settlement approved by the Common Council last night, one getting some attention for $100,000 involving a federal lawsuit and the actions taken by a police officer. Alderman Jeff Coe said he understood why, but he doesn't like the circumstances.
I just find it really atrocious to be giving money. Guy breaks the law and somehow or another gets to get money from us. I guess I just got a real problem with that, and that's why I'm voting no on this item.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur said for the sake of taxpayers, the city can't take the chance of fighting the case and losing it for a lot more.
True enough, this is $100,000, but it could go up to $300,000, half a million, who knows? It all depends on what a jury would decide. So I don't think that we could take that chance. Not only that, of course, our insurance kicks in after 225 or 250. But again, I don't think we should take that chance.
Alderman Mike Shields said police do a fine job on the home, but in his words, public safety is a two-way street. That legal action approved for settlement along with property assessment challenges by two companies. The Kenosha County Board approving a resolution that urges the state legislature to require the testing of water at schools and daycare centers for lead. Supervisor William Grady noted the resolution is only advisory, but he said it's not too much to ask.
Ask Flint, Michigan. Do you think they wish they might have had some testing in place? We have a good system here in Kenosha, we know that. Does that apply statewide to wells? We don't know. To say what comes from the distribution on the street, on the curb, and then goes into the house are two different things based upon each delivery system. So to just do the bare minimum to do testing, especially when it involves our children, is not too much to ask.
Supervisor John Poole opposed the resolution, noting the Kenosha Water Utility already tests for lead. The resolution, though, adopted 17-3. A developer's agreement with Winkler's Masonry on Middle Road in Caledonia to construct a 7,300-square-foot facility in the Caledonia Business Park, okay this week by the Village Board. Laura Million with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation noted that Winkler is 13 years old, has been leasing a site in Sturtevant for supplies and equipment, but now wants to grow.
They were looking at options in the Caledonia Business Park and have proposed to purchase a lot at the southwest corner of Storage Drive and Quick Drive. And they approached RCEDC and asked to see if there was assistance from the village with the result of the TID number 3 at the Caledonia Business Park to see if there was assistance available for this project.
Million adding that this would be a pay-as-you-go program paid out 2 years after the project is completed. Electronic book readers getting a credit totaling some $400 million, the money part of an antitrust lawsuit against the nation's biggest publishing companies.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple are accused of participating in an alleged e-book price-fixing scheme. So if you bought electronic books from any of those sellers between April 2010 and May 21st, 2012, you'll be getting a refund. For New York Times bestsellers, qualified buyers should receive nearly $7 per book and $1.57 for other e-books. E-book buyers will either see a credit in their e-book store account or receive a check in the mail.
Nearly 3 months after voting 4-3 on the tentative sale of the Taylor Complex to the Evergreen Academy Private School for expanded space, the Elmwood Park Village Board decided recently to cancel that $900,000 deal at the end of a special meeting. The reason given during the get-together, Evergreen's failure to meet a June 1st closing date, along with their requested extension for financial purposes to July the 5th. Village officials noted that the sale could still take place in the future, but time was also against Evergreen due to having to plan for the 2016-17 school term. Following the vote to allow Waukesha to withdraw water from Lake Michigan to replace its contaminated supply, State Representative Corey Mason is encouraging legal action to enforce all of the provisions of the Great Lakes Compact, says the decision needs to be challenged.
Racine should pursue every legal avenue available to it to try to prevent the treated sewage from coming through the Root River. It's certainly not required that it comes through the Root River for Waukesha to get its Great Lakes water, and there are certainly better options that could be employed other than treating Racine's Root River like it's Waukesha's toilet.
Mason adding that the Great Lakes Compact, designed to protect the lakes, has failed. A Chicago man already held in Racine County's jail on a theft allegation facing new charges. He allegedly used another man's ID to get a loan and then buy a $25,000 motorcycle from a Union Grove business. 36-year-old Early Chapman charged with personal ID theft for financial gain and felony theft. The general manager of a facility in Union Grove telling a sheriff's deputy, a man later identified as Chapman, purchased a Polaris slingshot with what turned out to be the ID of another man. Waukesha police told the deputy that the man might be Chapman, who was believed to have been part of a group that was buying vehicles with false IDs in multiple communities. I plan to spend a little more time waiting in line to get into the Wisconsin State Fair and Summerfest. Metal detectors being added for the first time at both events. State Fair officials making their decision public yesterday on the heels of Summerfest organizers announcing the same thing earlier this month. A Racine man classified as an habitual traffic offender arrested for the 21st time by a Caledonia officer who had stopped an older model SUV with the wrong license plates at Highway 32 and Holy Cross Road. 27-year-old Sean McCloskey reportedly telling that officer he knew the plates did not belong on that vehicle, a release indicating they should have been on a pickup truck. McCloskey cited for operating after revocation, unauthorized display of registration, and not having insurance. Final appearance before the Racine Common Council last night for local attorney Mark Nielsen as the city's municipal judge before he officially resigns July 1st to become a circuit court judge in early August. Nielsen, whose career included time with the DA's office, said he just wanted to say thank you.
I have prepared for you an annual report. I used to do these annually until I realized no one was really reading them. But I have as a concluding report, shall we say, prepared a report you'll be receiving this week on the status of the court, including some recommendations I have to help the new judge make it a better court.
Named by the alderman just a few weeks ago to replace him on the municipal bench, Rebecca Mason. She'll be serving until at least a special election next April. Nielsen's swearing-in ceremony, the official ceremony, is coming up in early August. He'll have a ceremonial event on the afternoon of August the 4th. Racine County has officially launched its new website.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave says the launch comes after months of discussions, hard work, and innovative thinking. The new user-friendly website includes a new logo and new county colors of blue and gold. In a statement, Delagrave said that when he entered office a little over a year ago, he wanted Racine County to be recognized for all the great things done here and to reflect a vision for a positive, hopeful, and strong future. The new county logo has what Delagrave calls a distinctive swoop of forward-leaning boxes, which he says embodies innovation, growth, justice, heritage, land and water, and the impression of moving forward. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And Trader Joe's paying $500,000 global warming settlement with EPA because of leaking refrigeration systems. It will also spend another $2 million to upgrade that equipment at all of its stores. EPA says the refrigerants used by Trader Joe's contribute far more to global warming than carbon dioxide. Safeway and Costco have faced similar legal cases in the past. The Kenosha County Board approving a resolution that allows Sheriff David Beth to buy two larger motors for the Water Patrol boat with $40,000 in surplus revenue out of housing federal prisoners. Supervisors defeated, though, an attempt to only buy Mercury Marine products. Michael Skolitsky noted Mercury Marine's not the only Wisconsin company that makes outboard motors.
Because doing so would ignore our friends immediately to the north of us in Sturtevant, who produce Evinrude and Johnson, and those are Wisconsin jobs and Wisconsin taxes, so we need to let the RFP process take its course, and may the best bid win.
The Corporation Council pointed out that the county is required to accept the lowest qualified bid no matter where the product is made. The Mercury Marine only motion failed on a 15-5 vote, then a unanimous support to use the surplus revenue to buy the motors. Riverside Theater in Milwaukee undergoing some renovations the next 6 weeks. Officials indicate the plan is to replace over 1,000 balcony seats, remodel the bathrooms, and replace an old elevator. The conservative group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty putting out a study about Act 10 and its impact on teachers.
What we ask is, are any changes to the education workforce a result of Act 10, or are they a result of regional or national trends that affect all states relatively the same?
C.J. Safer, the group's vice president for policy, the state's teachers union, putting out a statement labeling the Will study mere propaganda. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Paul Ryan doing a little sidestepping on questions about Donald Trump today.
I got nothing for you today, man. Nice try.
Ryan asked a question at a Capitol briefing about a Trump comment regarding Hillary Clinton and her religious practices. Congressional Republican leadership appearing less and less willing to respond to questions about Trump and his comments on a variety of issues. Nobody got last night's Mega Millions lottery game jackpot worth an estimated $333 million. That'll make Friday night's drawing for about $363 million. The Powerball drawing tonight, top prize, $184 million. And speaking of money, Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies says 11 million people in this country spending at least half of what they make for a place to live, the highest amount ever. The Racine Common Council spending about half an hour last night debating a pilot program for inspecting and repairing sidewalks in the city, then moving on the plan from Public Works to focus on high traffic areas, but also dealing with citizen complaints, the funding to come from the Capital Improvement Plan. Alderman Sandy Winder felt though the taxpayers would not be getting the service they'd be paying for, out of more than $350,000 earmarked for sidewalks.
My bigger concern regarding the proposed policy is it does not address what the judge told us back when we created a policy regarding sidewalk maintenance. I don't think that the policy that is proposed and that we are voting on addresses the original concerns from that order from the court.
City Attorney Scott Lendy, though, noted state law has changed to the point he's not really sure that that 15-year-old court order against the city for fixing the sidewalks really still has the same effect.
I guess we wouldn't know unless somebody else brought it up in court. I don't believe it, frankly, still has effect because the law changed so significantly in 2012. And the requirement, essentially, is that the municipality exercise some discretion in the way it does its sidewalk inspection and repair program. How that discretion is exercised is not specified by the law.
Alderman rejected an amendment by Widener to disperse the sidewalk funding based on the tax ratio for commercial, manufacturing, residential property owners. The resolution then is proposed passed 13-1. Alderman Mike Shields, the only dissenter. The man who backed Aretha Franklin's Respect and Wilson Pickett's In the Midnight Hour has died. Trumpeter Wayne Jackson passing away last night of congestive heart failure at a hospital in Memphis. And a civil lawsuit filed by Michigan's Attorney General against two companies accusing them of causing the water crisis in Flint. Bill Schutte said Veolia North America, a French-based company that handles wastewater in city systems, and the company Lockwood Andrews & Newman, based in Texas, failed miserably at their jobs. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.